Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. The best thing that can happen to any human being on earth is to find Jesus. Hallelujah. That man, Jesus, hallelujah, was not an ordinary man. He is the Lamb of God that taketh away our sin. And he took away our sins that separated us from God, that made those demons to come and take over our lives and control our lives. He paid the price for redemption. He did it on the cross on Calvary and purchased us and redeemed us. You have to now come to him. Amen. And let that blood speak for you. You are not under the blood. Amen. The blood cannot speak for you. Why? God entered a covenant of life with man. And he sealed it with the blood of the Lord Jesus. And that blood can never lose its power. And because he obeyed, even to the death on the cross, therefore he's highly exalted, Philippians chapter 2, and given a name that is above every other name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. Why is he given that name, Jesus? Because Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15 says, that name Jesus is the family name. That name Jesus is the name of the Father. That name Jesus is the name of the Son. And the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost is also coming in that name. That name Jesus is the name of the Father of Jesus. And Jesus said he came in the name of his Father. And that the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. Because the name of the Son is the name of the Father. It's Bible study, study. And so, he told his disciples, although I said, baptize, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But this is how you should baptize. Baptize everyone in a name. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That name is that name Jesus. Anybody that takes you inside water, according to Matthew 28 verse 19, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and puts you inside water and brings you out, he has not yet baptized in that name. The name for our salvation, for our redemption, for our deliverance, is that name Jesus. Jesus means Jehovah saves. Yeshua. Joshua. Yeshua. And why I take time to do that is many of you sitting down here came from one church or the other that baptized wrongly. And therefore you will never get the desired result. Anybody that you have entered water calling the title to Father, Son, Holy Ghost, go and rebaptize, correct it. It's an error. Every baptism after that commandment was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are reading the Bible, you will not get it. But if you are studying the Bible, you will get it. If Jesus said baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the person he spoke to, Peter, was among, baptizes in the name of the Lord Jesus, if you are reading, you will say, Peter did not understand Jesus. But if you are studying, you will see that Peter knows that that name, Jesus, is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Apostle Paul baptized in the name of Jesus. He was not there when Jesus gave that commandment, but he got the revelation. At Samaria, Philip, the same thing. Every baptism was, or even Paul himself was baptized in the name of Jesus in his conversion. But this doctrine of serpents, spirit of error, came into the church. History put it when this thing began to happen. And we have different types of baptism. Some will sprinkle you with water and say they have baptized you. Some, an infant, they bring an infant and baptize you. An infant. Some of you here, an infant baptism. It's wrong if you study the Bible. I say this because there's somebody may be coming here for the first time and may not have heard our teachings. And we have opportunity. We are not baptizing you to make you a worker in Brother Assembly Church. Neither are we baptizing you to make you our member. Everybody cannot be a member of a church, of this church. We are only showing you the true way to receive your deliverance. As you enter that water and come out, every sin you have ever committed in your life till that day point, according to the spiritual law, is remitted. You have come under that blood for the blood to wash it away. Then you stand justified. You stand before God because the thing that separates you from Him is removed. Now, it does not affect your sin nature. Now, you are now positioned for God to deal with your sin nature because it's about the nature. And that is dealt with by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then, every day, you are washed with the water of the Word. As you go to the church, you are hearing preaching, you are removing all the excesses in your life. You are checking yourself with the mirror of the Word of God. That is the process for salvation. And so, even today, we will baptize some people. And I know some people heard our teaching on the television, and you have come for water baptism today to correct it. Can I see anybody like that? Stand up. You came to correct your water baptism. Today, you came to be baptized today. Today, come forward. Who again? I want to hear you. Where did you hear it? You.
From our state.
Which church? Eh?
Gospel Faith Mission.
No, you're in.
Gospel Faith Mission.
Gospel Faith.
Yes.
Mission.
Yes.
You didn't baptize there?
I didn't baptize here.
You did not baptize there?
I baptized in the name of Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
So you heard our teachings?
Yes.
And you believe we are correct? Gospel Faith Mission is wrong. Eh?
Yes.
Did you tell your pastor?
People say I'm a church leader, sir.
You are what?
I'm a church leader.
You are a church
leader, yes.
You are a pastor?
Yes.
Oh, you are pastor of the church?
Yes.
Oh, you have come to correct your baptism.
Yes.
Then you will go and correct others. Oh, clap your hands now. Hallelujah. You are welcome, sir. And many have done that. Many have come, corrected their own, they go to their church and rebaptize all members of their church. We don't even know them. And let me quickly tell you that most of the Pentecostal churches baptize wrongly. Redeemed baptizes wrongly. Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly because they all baptize Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They don't baptize in the name. They baptize in the title. We're to baptize in the name, not title. Every father has a name. Father is your title because you have children. Emeka is your name. Emeka is a father. Father is not your name. Praise the Lord. Okay. Do you have children?
I have a child, sir.
Eh?
I have a child, sir.
You have a child?
Yes, sir.
Does your child know your name?
Yes, sir.
If they ask your child what is his father's name, what does he tell them? Which name does he call?
We call Chikaris.
Not father. Because He calls you, he identifies you as his father, then he knows your name.
Yes, sir.
This, our creator of the heavens and the earth, he is our father, but he has a name. Sit down, sir. So, I'm calling names of the churches that you believe they are pastored by big men of God. So that you will wake up and go and study and see why Pastor Moses, ordinary pastor, is saying Archbishop is wrong, G.O. is wrong, when I'm only O. And I didn't go to any Bible school. I didn't go to any school of theology. Therefore, I'm not a reverend doctor. Amen. What illiterates like fishermen, like Peter, wrote in the Bible, people are going to university to get degree, to understand it. Not knowing that you don't understand it, flesh and blood does not reveal Jesus to you. But my Father which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. We church again, Four Square, baptizing wrongly. Winners Chapel, Living Faith Ministry, baptizes wrongly. Catholic started the error. Anglican is the same mama, same papa. Wrong baptism. Who again? Mention your church, and I will know whether they baptize correctly or not. Who again? Deeper Life baptizes wrongly. CAC, your church, Boboye, Abi, baptizes wrongly. Who again? Baptist, all of them. Baptist, Equa, Gokin, ERCC. Who again? They are all the same father and mother, same family. They baptize wrongly. And can you observe that I'm speaking confidently? And I've been saying this for years, and none of them has been able to challenge me. Tell your GO to invite me to his office. I will come and we shall open Bible. Or tell the leaders of the Christian Association of Nigeria, although it is not about the unity of faith, because Christian Association of Nigeria, they are not gathering so that they can be united in doctrine. It is association, which anybody can form any association and be, you know, association. So it's just association. It has nothing to do with salvation. Praise the Lord. They are pressure group, and I thank God for that. If not for them, this country will not, there will be no church again in Nigeria. So it is playing its part, but it has nothing to do with salvation. And that is why, amen, politics goes on among them. Who will be leader? There's something there about being the leader. So they campaign and they vote and they do this, but you don't see that pattern in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Even in Israel, which is the natural church, there's a spiritual church. In Israel, the leadership is appointed by God, not by politics. Even the king is appointed by God. The high priest is appointed by God. So that you know that it has nothing to do with Israel. It's just like these big names. Archbishop, Reverend Doctor. And they think that it has anything to do with the Church of Jesus Christ. There's nothing. All those titles, there's nothing. It has nothing to do with salvation. It's just their religious title, their own title. It has nothing to do with Christ. And that you are Archbishop does not make you very spiritual because your title does not determine your level of spirituality. Praise the Lord. Those that God has appointed, they are in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. You are either a prophet, you are an evangelist, you are a pastor, you are a teacher, you are an apostle, pastor, all of them, fivefold ministry. Anything beyond that, you created it by yourself. And when we have to reduce to having certain special dress, then you'll understand Matthew 23. Jesus Christ was describing them there. We are a bishop dresses one thing with one kind stick. And then he's given an impression that he's so holy until they address him his holiness. His grace. It's not it's their religion. It has nothing to do with Christianity. I'm not condemning them. I'm saying it's their religion. There is Catholic religion. Every doubt is religion. But there is also the Christian religion. The Christian religion, we are guided by the Bible. And so anything extra Bible that we cannot find a root there is you are on your own. It has nothing to do with. And I'm not against it. I'm not against it. Oh, I'm only saying it has nothing to do with the Christian faith. Because no Holy Ghost filled human being, sinner saved by grace, will address himself his holiness. His grace. Which grace? Grace and truth came by who? What did the Bible say now? Verse 17, John chapter 1. For the law was given by who? But grace and truth came by who? If a man therefore puts a title that by his grace, Archbishop Dayo Boboye. It's blasphemy. It's blasphemous. Do you know the meaning of grace? Grace. If you are bearing grace, it's different. You are trying to. Your mama gave you grace because it's by grace he received you. It's to remember the grace of God. But when a man call himself his grace, another one say his preeminence. A sinner, sinner! Saved by grace. Comes to assume the title of the only one. The Bible says he, God, will not share his glory with any man. There are titles that belong to him and him alone. Praise the Lord. Any man of God, because of his title, man or woman of God, comes, you go to him and you kneel down before him. Hey! You kneel down before a man. For some of you that come from these funny churches, you come to me, immediately you enter my office, daddy, I will just say, hey, they don't finish this one, brain finish, they don't finish up. Now, if you do it according to your culture, it's a different thing entirely. If you visit the king, that's their culture, you dobale, that's okay. Yoruba land, the elder, you dobale before the elder, it's okay. But if you have to do it because he's a religious figure, it becomes worship. You do it because it's a religious figure, it becomes worship. Hallelujah.